Good evening, Templar. I've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. No, you don't know me. We've never met. But I know all about you. I was first assigned to you months ago when it became apparent that you were someone special. I know you better than anyone else in this universe. I've become somewhat of a fan of yours. Perhaps your biggest fan. But enough of my foolishness. This is about you. You go into your first real battle tomorrow, on the surface of this very planet we orbit. Our armies have driven them from their colonies and conquests, and now they just remain here. You will face the demonic host directly, on their home world. You are the very best warrior and tactician produced by the instructors and warriors back on Earth, and it is believed that you will lead our soldiers into their final victory. But you have never faced an opponent like these demons before. Your physical training makes you more than a match for them in battle. Your own natural skill means that you can lead our soldiers effectively into combat against them, and better than anyone who has come before you. But there is more to it than that. They can look into a man's soul and amplify the evil in that. They will use it against him to get inside his mind and know his thoughts. You have fasted and prayed and purged yourself in preparation for tomorrow. But there is only so much you can do on your own. That is where I come in. I am a sin eater. I will take your sin into myself and leave you as pure as the day you were baptized. Only then can you face the enemy without risking your soul. You look confused, so let me explain. Long, long ago, sin eaters would eat a meal laid over the dying body or the corpse of a sinner. It was believed that in so doing, that person's sin was transferred into themselves. But once the idea of transferal of sin was revived, it was realized this method was neither effective nor practical. Sin cannot be transferred into an inanimate object such as food, not even a living one if it is not intelligent. Sin must be transferred directly, person to person, skin to skin. The best way is through sexual intercourse, from man to woman. Don't look so shocked, Templar. I know that you were told you must remain pure in order to fight the demons, and pure you shall remain, in an absolute sense. Fornication under normal circumstances would just generate sin for you and who you slept with, but with me, any sin in the act would be drawn into my soul, just as would any remaining sin in your body had not already been purged by prayer or penance. By lying with me, you will actually end up purer than you were before. This will make you an even more effective weapon for God. Tomorrow, you will be the only one on the surface of that planet who knows the battle plans. There can be no sin in your heart, or the demons will be able to steal those plans from your mind. Our final assault would have failed, and the demons will have the opportunity to start spreading out from their world again. This is no trick, Templar. You were sent here by the General directly, who undoubtedly told you to follow my instructions, and although I am no soldier, as if I dared get close to the demons with all the sin I bear, I have been granted authority by the Church to issue orders even to one such as yourself. To refuse me would be to refuse God's will, and far greater a sin than you imagine there to be in joining with me tonight. Perhaps it helps that I'm somewhat pleasing to the eye. Not just anyone can be a proper sin eater. There must be physical, mental, and spiritual aptitude. But we are also chosen for our appearance as well, and our personalities, and the seductive tones of our voices. It makes it so much easier for those we minister to. We're the best-kept secret of the Church, and a secret we must remain, because the average person would not understand the complexities of sin transfer and might get the wrong idea. This is one of the reasons you yourself were never told about us. Until now, of course. You had to know the circumstances behind our needing to do this, or you wouldn't do it in the first place. But you must do it. The Church needs you to have sex with me. God wants you to. And honestly, I do too. I want to see you prepared for battle tomorrow. You must be pure of thought, but also rested of body. I know I can help with both. It is my calling. We're both servants of God, Templar. We contribute to his glory in the ways that we can. You do so dressed in your armor of steel, while I do it dressed in silks. It just so happens that right now our service calls for us to shed our clothing altogether. You aren't wearing your armor right now, but you're still considerably more dressed than I am. But I can take care of that. I'm no Squire Templar. But would you allow me the honor of undressing you? Your tunic comes off easily enough. It's not meant to fit you like your armor does, layer upon layer of organic steel, stronger than almost any other material in the universe. So different from my silks, which are one of the softest. But armor suits you more than this tunic, or these pants. It's just as well that I'm taking them off of you, so don't be nervous. What we are doing has the Church's full blessing. Furthermore, it's their command. So that's why, light years from Earth, on our greatest crusade ever, you're going to spend the night before the most important battle in human history, making love to me. These simple underclothes you still have on, they aren't designed for comfort, are they? Not like the silks I still wear. Comfortable clothes for a Templar would be a luxury you have forsworn. May I remove them as well, so that we can do our duty to the Church? It's probably a relief for me to remove them from you, no matter how much you squirm in discomfort. But don't be shy. That is definitely not anything to be embarrassed about. Nor should you be ashamed by how your body had reacted to me. I've spent as much time training for my calling as you have, and this silken thing I'm wearing leaves little to your imagination. Well, you don't even need to use a little imagination anymore, because I'm taking it off. At least, if you have no objections. You don't, do you? Then there will be no barriers to what we must do, except your hesitation and nervousness. But it's okay. I find it charming, and it pleases me. Perhaps my body pleases you just as much. We're both in good physical form for what we do. Although I do think your body's training for war will also lend itself to love as well. But let's find out, shall we? I need to get every last drop of sin from you. We once took our title of Sin Eaters quite literally, and thought it was enough simply to swallow the seed of the sinner. And we still can, but it's much more effective, and in keeping with our faith, to have honest sex. We're even allowed to use whatever positions we like, as long as the end result is the same. I hope you don't mind if I indulge myself with my favorite. Forgive my Latin, but it was originally called coitus more ferarum, which means sexual intercourse in the manner of beasts. But the name doggy style works just as well, I guess. There's a bed right through the doorway over here. It's more my office than my bedroom. But I think you'll like it anyway. If you will lead the way, I shall follow you to it, and on to my bed. And then? Well, I know they have kept you busy all your life with training for this battle, but I think you'll figure out what to do. I will defer to your superior judgment and morality. Is it okay if I crawl into the bed and get onto my hands and knees in front of you? Yes, Templar. Come up behind me. I know your code of honor forbids attacking an opponent from behind, but I am a friend, an ally, and I want to be taken from behind. So guard your manhood as you would any other weapon, and let it find its target. Wonderful Templar. You have an aptitude for both war and love, I think. Let's hope your first battle tomorrow begins as well as your first time with sex. I think it will if you keep making love to me like that. The better the mating, the more effectively I can take your sin. The more I take from you, the safer you are in battle tomorrow. By having sex with you, I am helping us win this war. Please, keep moving like that, Templar. Hold onto my waist and drive yourself into me again and again. I am feeling more and more sinful as we do this, but the real transferal comes at the end, when you come. Your seed will flow into me, along with whatever sins you could have accumulated in your short, sheltered life. No amount of confession can get every sin out of you, but I can. Oh, Templar. Oh, you're driving me wild. Oh, but don't hold back yourself. Fighting the pleasure will only hold on to the sin as well. The more you enjoy this, the bigger your orgasm. The better this works for all of us. So don't fight your passion anymore. Give in to it. Give in to your sinful lust, because only then can I take that burden from you. Oh, yes, like that, Templar. Oh, let yourself go. Oh, let the pleasure begin to build and gather the sin around your pleasure like a shroud. When you come, let the planting of your seed take all the darkness along with it, until you are cleansed of all corruption. Now, Templar, I can feel both the positive and negative energies ready to burst inside of you. Let them burst inside of me instead. I'm ready to accept all that you can give me. And I want to. I want to. Oh, so much. Templar, that was perfect. I am so full right now, of sin that is, and your seed. Unburdened by either, you can lead our armies to victory tomorrow. Allow me to dim the lights. There may be too many distractions and temptations from seeing too much of me now. If you'll consent to taking my hand, I can lead you back to the main room. There. Now, stand here, Templar. I can dress you just as well in the dark as in the light. In the dark, I could just be another squire, couldn't I? I guess I will do for now, although a real one will need to assist you with your armor in the morning. Then you can be a tall, shining knight, leading our armies to victory. If you win, though, you'll be putting yourself out of a job. The Templars exist only for this war. I would be out of a job, too, for I exist only to help cleanse the Templars. in rare cases like this. I'm sure the church shall provide for both of us, though. I think both of us would accept our retirement, given the alternative. After our session tonight, you could begin your life completely free of sin. Don't worry about that. Your sin is in me now, and I shall take it with me to my deathbed. With luck, last rites will absolve them for me. Otherwise, there quite literally will be hell to pay. Or perhaps there is another path to redemption for me. My honor and moral standing may be restored if I marry a good man, a spiritual man, who I could confess my sins to, and those of so many others. Perhaps, if such a man were to come along, there would be hope for me yet. Certainly the man who led the armies on the last day could ask for any woman he wanted, and the church would dare not deny his request. But don't worry about things like that right now, Templar. The battle tomorrow should be the one thing in your mind. Fight with honor and for the glory of God. If you come back in your armor instead of a bag, then there will actually be a future for either of us to worry about. Wait, one thing before you go, Templar. Take this silk as my token for the battle. I am no noble lady, but if you have my token and my prayers while I have your sin, well, every little bit is helpful. Farewell, Templar. A chaste kiss upon the cheek will not arouse improper thoughts in you now, I hope. It is simply me saying goodbye and good luck. Now, it is time for you to return to your quarters and prepare yourself for the battle you face in the morning. Keep your thoughts now on your soldiers and the church and all of mankind. All of them depend on you. But don't think of me. I am inconsequential. You are the sword, and I am just the cloth used to clean it. But for what it's worth, I will watch the reports coming in tomorrow and pray for your success. And when you return triumphant, I will cheer just as loudly as any other on this ship. Take my hand once more, and I will lead you to the door. Don't look back, Templar. Only look forward to tomorrow and victory. Until then, keep your weapons ready and your heart pure. If you can do that for another day, then you won't have to keep holding on to either quite so tightly. I look forward to that happening, perhaps more than anyone. No! No. I said no turning around, Templar. And my name? All I have the right to give you at the moment is Sin Eater, just as to me you are Templar. But if you win, both of us can have names. You can look upon me again, and then we can exchange names. So win, please, Templar, for God and humanity and me.